Welcome to SkyWatch. I'm Carol Christian from the Space Telescope Science Institute.
And I'm Jim O'Leary from the Maryland Science Center.
We're always fascinated by the center of our galaxy, because it is, after all, our Milky Way galaxy. And lots of observations have been done of it to understand what's around the center, what is the center. The problem is it's very dusty there. There's a lot of material there. And so it's difficult to see with a regular telescope, an optical telescope that responds with its instrumentation like our eye. So we need to go to the infrared to actually penetrate the dust. And there have been some new observations which have given some clues to what's going on there.
And there's been a mystery surrounding these stars because of that difficulty of observing them. One of the things we know is that the center of our galaxy is this massive black hole, the mass of 4 million suns. It's an amazing number to even comprehend. But there have been a couple of other exotic, weird objects around this core area. And one is something called a quintuplet cluster, named after the five brightest stars. And it's less than 100 light years from the actual center of the galaxy. Sounds like a long way, but relatively close.
Pretty scary to be that close to a big black hole.
That's probably where you don't want to be. You're right. So discovered in 1990, and again, discovered with infrared telescope, because optical telescopes can't see through that dust where the infrared can. And this little cluster is home to hundreds of stars, but again, named for these five prominent bright red stars.
Now, we're really curious about what kind of clusters of stars can form near the center of the galaxy, because it is a rather exotic and extreme physical environment. So observers have wanted to know, what are these stars? Yes, there are stars there, but what exactly are they? Are they brand new stars? Are they old stars? So they wanted to characterize them. And so it looks like this quintuplet cluster has a few bright stars in it and then hundreds of other stars in it. And that's usually how clusters form. They have some very massive bright stars and then numerous other less massive, less bright stars in the whole cluster. And so the observations focused on the brightest stars.
So what this team of astronomers did is they used the world's largest optical telescope to get close to these. That's the 10-meter Keck telescope on the island of Hawaii. And they determine the object as they see these pinwheel-shaped dust spirals discovered around two of these quintuplet stars. And they're sort of sometimes called cocoon stars because they're wrapped up in this dusty layer still. And it tells us they contain this duo of stars instead of just one. And they are stars that are really at the very end of their lives. They're very big, massive stars ready to become a supernova explosion.
These stars that are very, very massive only live for a few million years. So they're not brand new stars, but they're not very, very old, like the sun, for example. So it is a fairly new cluster, maybe almost middle age. But these very bright stars are in two of the pairs, are binaries. And what happens is these massive stars start orbiting around each other, and then the material in their atmosphere is drawn out by their companion, and it causes a pinwheel-like shape of material to come off of the star. So that's why they look like pinwheels. And so it's determined that this is sort of a middle-aged cluster that has formed very near the galactic center.
And the thought is that these binary systems, these pinwheel stars, actually go through three separate kinds of explosions. Two of them will be as each star separately undergoes a supernova as it collapses in on itself. And the third would be as the two stars themselves fall into each other. So very violent
Pretty
place.
Pretty catastrophic end.
You can learn more about this topic, find related links, or drop us a note by visiting our webpage at hubblesite.org/skywatch. I'm Jim O'Leary.
And I'm Carol Christian, and you've been listening to SkyWatch, a podcast originally broadcast on NPR affiliate stations WYPR Baltimore and WYPF Frederick, Maryland.